May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The harvest is indeed great, but the workers are few. When you drove here this evening, did you notice all the fields full of crops that are getting ready to be harvested? Did you notice the fields of soybeans, the corn, and the sorghum? All of these crops are getting closer to harvest time. It is going to take a lot of work to harvest all of these fields. When we think about what the Lord explained to the disciples and the 70 disciples after that in Luke chapter 10, in a place like this, we can really gain a good understanding of what the Lord was talking about. The harvest is indeed great. This image in the natural world, right here, all around us, helps us see better what the Lord was talking about spiritually. The spiritual harvest that the Lord was talking about signifies all things that spiritually nourish man, as we read in Apocalypse Explained. These things that spiritually nourish man are the truths of doctrine and the goods of life that the Lord gives us in the Word and in the heavenly doctrine. These are the things that feed us. These are the things that make the church. These are the things the Lord is asking for our help in harvesting. And the Lord's harvest exceeds all the fields of crops in the entire world put together, by far. The Lord's harvest feeds us forever. But he needs workers in his harvest. He needs us to serve him in bringing in his spiritual nourishment to the world. The Lord explains to us in the heavenly doctrine that spiritual harvesters are those who teach from the Lord. We can all be the Lord's workers in his fields, bringing in the harvest. We can all teach from him. We can all teach from him forever and never run out of new, wonderful things to teach. The Lord's harvest is great indeed. Parents, grandparents, and any adult who has any influence on children can be examples of workers in the Lord's fields, volunteering to help bring in the harvest. Teaching children from the Lord involves bringing them the nourishment from the Lord's Word over and over again as they grow up. Teaching children about who the Lord is, about how much he loves them, and what it means to follow his word. This is all working in the Lord's fields to bring the Lord's harvest in. This is the work of a spiritual harvester. Certainly, the Kempton New Church School's approach to education aims to support parents and all adults who are working to bring the Lord's great harvest to children. However, to the degree that any spiritual harvesting occurs, we can be sure it is really the Lord making it happen. The Lord even teaches us in divine providence that the word can only be taught immediately through parents, teachers, preachers, books, and especially through the reading of it. Nevertheless, it is not taught by these, but by the Lord through them. Now, the harvest is, of course, not limited to our children. It includes all with whom the church is to be established by the Lord, as we read in Apocalypse Explained. Working in the harvest is about serving the Lord in the establishment of the church, bringing the truths of doctrine and the goods of life to all who will receive it. The Lord teaches us why this work is so important in Luke. He says that he is sending out his workers as lambs in the midst of wolves. The Lord is sending out those who are willing to be led by the Lord, lambs, to teach in the midst of those who are not willing to be led by the Lord and those who want to lead others astray. This very description of lambs in the midst of wolves helps us see why creating new church homes and new church schools is such an important part of protecting and encouraging the innocence of those who might otherwise be attacked by spiritual wolves, by evil spirits seeking to destroy our innocence. The Lord explains in Arcana Celestia that the wolf denotes those who are against innocence, and the lamb those who are in innocence. For spiritual harvesters, innocence, a willingness to be led by the Lord, is a prerequisite. The Lord underscored this point in our story in Luke when, after explaining that we must go out as lambs, he says we should carry neither purse nor bag nor shoes. This means that when we go out into the harvest, whether to bring the Lord's spiritual nourishment to children or adults, we should leave what we have from ourselves behind and take only what the Lord gives us. This is how we can go out as lambs, teaching from the Lord with innocence, leaving behind our own agendas. As it is written in Arcana Celestia, those who are in goods and truths from the Lord possess nothing of good and truth from themselves, but they have all truth and good from the Lord. Equipped with the Lord's goods and truths, we can get to work for Him. And the Lord taught in Luke exactly how we can do this. First, we need to inquire whether the Son of Peace be there, where we are trying to work in the Lord's harvest. Before we can make use of the Lord's harvest, we need to ask for consent for those who we are trying to bring it to. The Lord explains that His disciples were to say, "Peace be to this house," because it signifies that they were to learn whether those who were in it would receive the Lord. If they received an affirmative response, they were to stay and share what they knew from the Lord. And as spiritual harvesters, we need to do the same thing. When we find others in a receptive state, we can share the Lord's harvest. Being a spiritual harvester is an act of communication and conjunction, we are taught in the heavenly doctrine. People are brought together by sharing what they know from the Lord with each other. This is why the Lord instructed His disciples to not just stay with the people who received them, but to eat and drink what their hosts had. This means abiding, as it is written in the Arcana, abiding in good itself, that is, in the good of love to the Lord and of charity toward the neighbor. It seems teaching from the Lord requires bringing what we know to the good that it is already there in another person. We don't just talk when we are doing the work of a spiritual harvester. We take in what others have from the Lord, too. And the result? Spiritual healing. Did you notice that the Lord said that the disciples would be able to cure the sick in the places that welcomed Him in? As He said in Luke, "Cure the weak and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is near to you.'" When we are weak or sick spiritually, we invite in a spiritual harvester, we will be cured. And when we are invited in as a spiritual harvester ourselves, the Lord will cure through us. Now, this harvester, this worker in the Lord's fields can be any of us when we help others from the Lord and from what He teaches in His Word, because as we are taught, when the truth of faith leads to the good of life, it preserves because it withdraws from evils. Parents who help a child see how he needs to change the way he's been behaving based on what the Lord teaches in the Word are spiritual harvesters, healing their children. When we help each other to see how the Lord is there to lead us out of evil, we are working in the Lord's harvest, helping to heal. Spiritual harvesters will help us see how close the Lord is all the time. Remember, the Lord told His disciples to tell the people they visited and healed, "The kingdom of God is near to you." Spiritual harvesters help us remember that everything good and true that we have is the Lord with us. But the Lord also instructed His disciples to say the same thing when they were rejected too. And we can learn from this as well. When we are working in the Lord's fields, our help won't always be accepted. Whether it be with our own children, or with friends, or with family. Perhaps we can even think of a time when we have rebuffed one of the Lord's laborers ourselves. The Lord teaches His workers to simply wipe off the dust from their feet while reminding the person that they were trying to help that the kingdom of God is near to you. We can't let the actions of others cause us to doubt or taint what we have from the Lord. We need to leave anyone who rejects our help sure that we believe in what the Lord teaches, even though we are not forcing it upon them or anyone. So whether we are in a state when one of the Lord's workers is helping us, or a state where we are working as spiritual harvesters ourselves, we can take comfort, realizing that it is really the Lord establishing the church through each one of us. The Lord's harvest is indeed great. And as is written in Luke, "Entreat you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he may send out workers into his harvest." Amen. Please rise. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.